that faith that you have with the word of God, that situation over that person's life has to change. Excuse me. It has to change. People are existing. Why? Off of your faith. Mm-mm. Don't, I got the proof right here. It says it right here. Read it if you can with me. If you got your Bibles. St. Mark. You say, oh, where's that? Where that found that? St. Mark, the second chapter and the fifth verse. It says, when Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, saw their faith. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven. When he saw their faith, he's looking for faith. One translation said, if he come back, he's finding, he's looking for faith on the earth. He's looking for your faith today. Have faith in God. As the late Evangelist Shambach used to say, you don't have any troubles. All you need is what? Faith in God. That's what we need to go back saying. Faith-filled words like this. Come on. I'm striving on faith because we've been on the lines of faith since we came on for an hour now. We've been talking about faith. Come on. We've been talking about faith. And this is what it is. It's going to be your faith. It's going to be on trial. Your faith is going to be tested in areas. But you got to have enough faith to know why your faith is being tested. That the kind of same faith that's being tested is standing. Abraham's faith was tested. Because guess what? God had promised him a son. Hallelujah. Yes. And he waited for the promise all those years. And then when the son came, the son grew up. Now, here we go again. God himself asked Abraham to sacrifice Isaac. My God. What do you do when your faith is being tested? What do you do when your faith is being tried? What do you do? Do you back up? Do you give up? No, I got enough faith to believe while I'm going through the test, God going to bring me through it. God going to keep me in perfect peace. God going to bring me out. Come on. There is nothing that you're in right now that God can't bring you out. Don't lose your faith. Don't lose your trust. Don't lose your hope. Come on. Again, he said, when he saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, come on. Thy sins be forgiven thee. God had healed him. Then here go the scribes sitting there like people do in the service. You think they actually in the word, but they're trying to reason within their hearts. Oh, why should that be? Oh, why should that be? Why did he say that? Or why he's doing that? Come on. Or why they looking at me? Or whatever. They're not, they're in there. They're missing the whole point because they're allowing things to come out of their heart, out of their mouth. From out of the heart does the mouth speak. Come on. If they was pulling, there was reason in their hearts. Why would he say this to him? Sick of the post. Why would Jesus say this? Now, he's teaching a profound word in the house. According to what the scripture said, he said up there, let's go back up here. It says, and straightway, they were in the gathered together. Come on. And so much there was no room to receive them. Hallelujah. Know so much about the door. Hallelujah. And it says, and he preached the word unto them. That's what I was saying. And he preached the word unto them. The word was going forth. The word was going forth. So the enemy would come in and make you start thinking different things, make you start looking at different things, trying to alter your faith, trying to alter your belief. Come on. Hallelujah. Because this is what it did. Excuse me. With the scribes and the Pharisees, they start reasoning within themselves. They start thinking, oh, this shouldn't be. How can he just say, thy sins be forgiven thee? He's teaching, preaching, proclaiming, according to the scripture. And they said they start reasoning within themselves. But Jesus came back discern within himself. He discerned within himself, his spirit. Come on. Hallelujah. He picked up the thoughts. See, people don't realize that. You could pick up the thoughts if you're in the right spirit. You could pick up what they're thinking. And you say it, and they'll be amazed. How did he know this? How did she know this? Why? Because the spirit of the Lord that lives on the inside of you. We're still on the lines of faith here. Come on. Your faith is going to get you where you need to go. Your faith is going to get you, which bring you through what you're going through with. Not people. Not situations that you're looking at in the natural. Come on. Because the Bible says, again, you hear us say this a lot. The Bible says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Because if we walk by sight, if they would have had it went by sight right here, praise God, that they couldn't get in. They couldn't get in the house by the door. They couldn't get in by the window. If they would have went by sight, come on. This man, when he never had the question proposed to him, or asked to him, come on. He would have never got his healing if they would have walked by sight. Because they would have took him back the same way he came. But don't you go back the same way you come because of circumstances, because of people, because of situations. Come on. Don't you go back the same way. Because once you hear and grab the word, once you hear a powerful word, everything about you change. Everything, once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, everything about you changes. This whole life of this man that was on the bed of sickness, when he came in contact with Jesus, which is the Rhema word, hallelujah, when he came in contact with him, as he was preaching, and he gave him a word, the Bible, he got healed because of their faith. If you got enough faith, God can do it. If you believe through the circumstance and the situation that you're in, God can do it. All he needs is faith. All he's looking for is faith. Somebody to have faith. What are your faith doing? What do you believe in God for? What has the word that you've been hearing through the years, through the months, what has the word done within to bring a change in your faith walk according to the scripture when he saw their faith? Because he had preached the word unto them. One translation talks about being in the word, being preached, but it's got to be mixed with faith. You can't just say, yeah, I got faith and don't have no words. No works neither. You got to have them. It worked hand in hand. It worked hand in hand. The Bible says this. Now, in the book of, let's see. Now faith, now, no, now unto him that is able. In the book of Jude, to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. Come on. They say that's a dismissal. I want to say this because if you trusting in God and you got faith in God, I don't care what storm, what circumstance you may be in or will face. If you got enough faith, now unto him. Oh, my God, nobody else. Nobody else. Now unto him that is able, God is able to do it. You don't heard this word. You don't stood on this word. You standing on this word. Now your faith is going to cause the word that you have heard to materialize and to come to pass. Jesus, help us in here today. Hallelujah. That word that you've been hearing, that word that you have sit up under, that word that you have digested, come on, and took in and mixed it with your faith, God has to operate on the word. He has to bring it to pass. Here we go back to Abraham. Abraham staggered not at the promises, the word, through what? Unbelief. Come on. That's what the word say. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. So when the word is coming forth, the enemy will try to paint a picture of unbelief in your mind. Come on. That is not, it didn't happen yet. It's not going to happen yet. I've been waiting all these years. Ain't nothing happening. But guess what? Don't let the enemy trick you, because the word, he says the word, he preached the word, and you got to hear the word. How do faith come? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. How do things materialize? By the word of God. You got to let the word get in you. You got to mix the word with faith. Come on here. The word, hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise our God. Sow in the natural, sow in the spirit. Come on here. You just can't put water in a pitcher and just get the Kool-Aid and put it in there and just put the sugar in there. Come on. It ain't going to do nothing. It ain't going to come together just because you poured it in there. But you got to do what? You got to stir it. This word got to be stirred up in you. You got to be up under an apostolic prophetic ministry. You got to be up under a teaching ministry. I'm talking about teaching. I ain't talking about just putting you to sleep. I ain't talking about just a good story, a hype and a good story. I got to close with this story. No, that ain't not your faith. You got to have a word that's going to bring you through every circumstances and situation you in and wake up your faith. Come on. Nobody don't want no bitter Kool-Aid or tea without stirring the sugar up. That's the word. You got to stir it up. You got to stir it up. Come on here. That's why Paul told Timothy, hallelujah, stir up the gift. You got to stir up this. You got to be somewhere. It's going to ignite the word in you. Hallelujah. And provoke your faith to come alive. He said, because when he saw their faith, as I was saying in the book of Jude, he said, now unto him that is able to what? Keep you from falling. Because when you hear a word, it's going to keep you. And it's going to keep you from doubting. It's going to keep you from walking in fear. It's going to keep you from walking in unbelief. It's going to keep, y'all ain't going to say nothing to me out there. Come on. This faith comes by a rhema word, a right now word. Come on. It ain't about how long I've been here and how long this is our anniversary. I need a word. Okay, since you've been there that long, guess what? Your faith should be more advanced in the word of God than it is. Well, I've been in the church for this. I've been in this for this long. I've been in that for that long. Well, you should be more advanced in your faith. You should be walking now. I believe God can do anything. Because this word is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And it changed not. It changed not. Come on. The same way Jesus has spoke to different ones in the patriarchs in the word of God. The same way Jesus has said right here to this man, hallelujah, son of man, thy sins be forgiven thee. That's the same word. Come on. Even when we can go back when Peter and John was on the way into the temple at the ninth hour to pray, the Bible says that he was looking up unto them. He had enough faith to believe, if I look unto different ones, the right one, something is going to happen. They're going to give me what I need. I believe if I go in, I'm getting ready to open up the lines just in case you want to go for prayer, because it's getting close to open up the lines. If you're in a ministry, I believe you believe that enough faith that you have, once you hear a right now word, your whole life gonna change. Come on, you gotta believe it. The lines are opening. I'm opening up the lines. You could call in for prayer. Again, we'll be able to touch and agree with you. This is what we're gonna be doing. You could call in, we'll touch and agree with you. Error code 321-632-1000. Lines are opening. The line is open for you while I'm talking, while I'm expounding on the word. You can call in. Call in for prayer. Come on. I believe, I got enough faith to believe that God will bring you out. Last Friday, if we talk about still on the lines, immediately faith, right now faith, God can do it. The lines are open. You say, oh, it's too early. I don't feel like talking. You don't have to call and tell your whole life story. Just request for prayer. We'll pray for you. Again, the lines are opening for you. 632-1000. Hallelujah. God can do it. And now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to do what? Present you faultless before the only wise God. Hallelujah. And so guess what? That's what your faith got to be. Your faith got to know through every circumstance that you're facing, every situation that you're in right now, your faith must come alive. Come on. You got enough faith to believe for somebody else, according to what we said in the book of St. Mark, the second chapter. And they had enough faith to believe God. If I can just only get you in front of Jesus. I know. We believe. Our faith is so ignited. We believe something's going to happen. And they got him right in front of Jesus. Not on the side. They got him right in front of Jesus. And they begin to pray. Right now the lines are open for you. And I believe if you call in, and I believe with you, I touch and agree with you, I believe it'll be done no matter what you're in, no matter what you're facing. You say, well, I'm not saved. I don't know him in the part of my sins. If you call in and we'll touch and agree with you and we'll believe when you repeat it, hallelujah, according to what his word says, by faith, I believe you're saved. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. So you got to have enough faith to believe that. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, the lines are opening. We're waiting on your call. We're waiting on your call. Don't wait till the last minute, because then we have to kind of go in. But you can call right now. I'm giving you time to call right now and say, Apostle, I believe if we pray and touch and agree that it's going to be done. No matter what I'm facing with, no matter how high I got to climb, and no matter how long I got to wait, I believe God is going to do this by a miracle. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy tell you that it ain't going to be done. Don't let the enemy try to stifle your faith. Don't let the enemy bring fear, doubt, and unbelief to you, knowing that the God we serve is able to do it, exceeding above all we think or act. Come on. In one translation, and we talked about it, he said, just have faith as the grain of a mustard seed. And whosoever say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and shall not what doubt in his heart, he shall what have what he say through the word of God. Come on. Come on out there. Wake up somebody. Tell them put that coffee down. Come on. Wake up somebody out there. I know it's early yet. Your faith has to be stirred. Your faith got to be ignited through the word of God. Not a bunch of hype, but through the word of God. As it said, it was noise in the house. It was noise. Caller, you on the prayer line.
Good morning. I need prayer, Apostle.
God bless your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this caller that's calling in and requesting for prayer right now. We pray now, God, that our faith stand tall in every situation, every circumstance that she will be facing, according to your word, as he said unto the man, son of man, thy sins be forgiven. Hallelujah. And God, we believe whatever the situation it is that she's facing, she comes out with the victory right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless your heart.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's right I'm talking about. Come on. Call on in. Call as you got time to call in. Call as you got time. Amen. Hallelujah. You got time to call in and request for prayer. Men ought to always pray and faint not. We can't faint now. We can't faint now. Excuse me. Listen, I want you to get ready for the prophetic. You see it on the screen there. So those of you that have and watching by Cypress audience, you see it on the screen there. Hallelujah. Get ready for the prophetic crusade. Revival Oakland. Come on, sinner. Hallelujah. Get ready for that. You got the information right there, right before your eyes. We're looking for you, you and you to come and be with us. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Come and be with us there. Again, that's the Oaklawn Center. Amen. Hallelujah. The address is 915 East Avenue. Hallelujah. Haines City, Florida. Praise our God. 33844. Hallelujah. We're looking for you. The address is right there. I want you to come on out to hear a word. I want you to come on out so your faith can be ignited, so you can stand tall in the midst of adversities and situations, not be overtaken, not be overthrown in the midst of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, time is approaching. Call us if you need to call in. Praise our God. It's 9:50 by the time I'm watching. Come on. You got time to call in, and we'll touch and agree with you, and we'll pray for you. Come on. Caller, you that call. You call. Amen. You believe God through it all, no matter what it looks like. It's not sacking yourself out. It's standing on God's promises. God said he would do it. We believe, and he can do it. Amen. Hallelujah. He can do it. All he needs is look, according to what he said when he saw their faith, according to what we just read in Matthew, come on, 2. And we read it. He said when he saw their faith, he's looking for your faith to collide with his word and stand with his word. He's going to bring you out. Amen. I believe he can do it. What about you? I know he can do it. What about you? I'm not fainting about a word about the situation. Because guess what? The situation, again, is not out of control. It's in control. Because who lives? Jesus lives. Who lives? The creator of the situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like what he says. He said, I know the thoughts in the plan that I think towards you. It's already worked out. You just got to have enough faith to believe God that it's already worked out. God has it under control. It's not out of control. It's under control. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Revival. November 7th and 8th. Meet us there. Meet us there. Beat us there. Come on. Come on over. Come out. Come through and watch God do it. Haines City, Florida. Come on. We coming. We are coming. And we're coming in the power and the demonstration of God. Hallelujah. We're waiting on your calls. Again, those of you that need to call in for prayer, the opportunity time is now. Praise our God. Be of good courage. Hold your head up high. Guess what? Because the battle is almost over. Guess what? Stand still. The battle is not yours. And see the salvation of God. Have enough faith to believe that God is going to bring me out. Have enough faith to believe that God, while I'm in this, he going to do it. And he going to deliver me. He going to do it. Guess what? Because it's what? Time for your miracle. It's time for you to be healed. It's time for you to be set free. It's time for you to come to Christ, young man. Come to Christ. Got 3 more minutes for callers. 3 more minutes. Come on. Somebody's out there. You got 3 more minutes. Come on. Hold up. Don't put no creamer in that coffee yet. Hold up. Don't stir that coffee up yet. Pick up that phone and begin to call in. Area code 321. 632-1000. That's it. Listen, we're going to also be getting ready for the marathon on the radio, our fundraiser. I need y'all to call in. I need y'all to pledge because this is how we come on. This is how you could do it now. If you call in now, say, I want to go ahead. I just want to donate. Come on, to help. Now, I'm not begging. This is the radio station that made it possible for me to come into your home. They doing this. So we want to be able to give back to them. I'm going to pledge. I'm going to give something back because I enjoy coming into your home. I enjoy coming into your car. Come on. Hallelujah. Call us. Come on in. Call us. Call. Call. Come on. Hallelujah. Now, if I was running a contest and say, for whatever, the phone would be jumping off the hook. First one, call in. You get something. You get something. What you get? A blessing. A miracle. You got time to call in. A little bit more. You got time to call in. God is going to do it by a miracle. Hold your head up high. Don't walk through this alone. Don't let the enemy tell you that you're not going to make it. You're going to make it. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith. Because guess what? He that will come shall come. and the word of God is what it is. Like, again, I say, you need to hear a word. You need to be somewhere you're going to hear a word to ignite you, a word to wake up your faith, a word to cause you to grow. Come on. Calling you on the prayer line.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
God bless you.
Apostle, I'm calling in for prayer, asking that you touch and agree in my situation.
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, as this caller have come in and called in, amen, every situation, whatever she's facing right now, God, that you turn it around for her good because of her faith.
Hallelujah.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, nothing missing,
yes, Lord.
Nothing like it, nothing broken that concerns her. Do it by a miracle. Right now, in Jesus' name, I believe, God. What about you?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. It's going to be well. It is well. No matter what is going on, God is still on the throne. And we got to believe God, and we got to trust him. I got 2 minutes. That's it for the calls. I have 2 minutes. I want you to know I've got to get up and leave you. But he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Again, Haines City, Florida. Again, the 7th and the 8th. Come be with us. Come be with us. We're looking forth to seeing you at the Oak Lawn Center, Civic Center. We're looking 915 East Avenue, Haines City, Florida. The 7th and the 8th is right there on your screen. Come be with us. Looking forward to seeing you and you. Some of you that's over here on this side. We're driving. Come on. We're driving. We're going to stay over those 2 nights. You can drive if you want to stay over. Come on. And if you want to just drive those 2 nights back and forth, listen. A church alive is worth the drive. When there's a word, 1 minute left. It was worth it to them because they went on top of the roof. And they uncovered the roof, and they let him down and got what he needed. And I'm quite sure they was blessed, too. Listen, I got to get up out of here. Again, thank all of you for tuning into the radio broadcast of the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located right in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida, where yours truly is the founding pastor, apostle, Dr. Curtis Watkins. We thank God for you, you, and you. We thank God for you. Be of good courage again. Hold your head up high. Until Friday. Friday, same station, same time, 1 hour. It has been a pleasure and a privilege to be with you, to be with you in your homes. Thank you for putting your coffee down. Thank you for pushing back your plate, your breakfast, and having breakfast with me. Come on. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. Here's my prayer.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer. And 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.